Chapter 20, Faith and Iron. The Black Templars lined up on either side of their marshal, already firing. Sword Brethren ran to form an escort around him. The orcs closed. Flamers sang their deadly song of fire, incinerating dozens. Several came through, skin blazing, still ready to fight. These were felled by shots from the building or died upon the waiting swords of the Templars. When a space was cleared, the Black Templars opened fire again with long-practiced discipline, rapid bursts of mass reactives that together made an impenetrable wall. Magneric lifted up his vox amplifiers to their maximum.
Let none survive! Destroy them all! He that feareth the witch has conceded defeat, even as his bolt gun sings still in his hand. Attack! Attack!
The dreadnought led from the front, his assault cannon blazing. At a run, he slammed into the press of orcs, smiting them with his power fist. His assault cannon glowed hot, blazing through the last few thousand rounds in a glorious sheet of searing death, felling orcs in a wide swathe. Those closest to the rotating barrels of the cannon were blasted apart, a fine mist of flesh and blood bursting from them. As far as 40 meters from the dreadnought, orcs were torn to pieces, limbs and heads scattering. Sweeping back and forth, Magneric carved a bloody road to the orc psyker. The fire of his Black Templars and iron warriors in the building behind him kept them from surging back in. Behind him, his men advanced, firing relentlessly. Magneric made straight for the witch, bashing any greenskin that came between them off its feet, lofting them high over the heads of the others. His last rounds cut down the creature's bodyguard, but no more. Bullets sent true at the witch were deflected, as the las cannons had been, or exploded with bright green flashes. The psyker gibbered and pranced, waving its copper staff above its head in challenge. Its lunatic entourage ran past him, fingers hooked to tear at the dreadnought. From behind, a trio of crude walkers waddled up to intercept the marshal. Magneric's assault cannon ceased firing. Warning chimes sang in his sensorium, ammunition depleted. The 5-digit counter for the weapon's rounds glowed red, 5 large zeros.
Thou shalt not escape my wrath,
roared Magneric, and pressed forward. Orcs surged in to fill the gap, readily as water flooding back. But Magneric was already moving, his short legs pumping, shifting the great bulk of his armored tomb into an unstoppable run. Orcs were barged aside by his mass, slammed to paste under his armored tread. The biggest of them were flung away, bones shattered. Nothing could stop him. Behind Magneric, the brothers of the Black Templars continued their advance. Ordinarily guarded in their new faith, they sang their hymns to the Emperor openly, chanting prayers never heard upon the lips of a space marine. Flamers sent out rolling clouds of white-hot promethium, melting the orcs by the score as they sought to regain lost ground. Where they passed between the cones of fire, they were met by bolts that slew and maimed. The press of greenskins was so great that the Templars could not keep them back forever, but they had no intention of doing so. This was a prelude to the real struggle. The rage of dawn burned hot in them. Let their brother chapters plan and fortify. That was not their way.
Sigismund, they shouted, for the glory of the Black Cross, for the Emperor, Holy Lord of Terror, praise be.
5 rounds of disciplined fire, and they let out a deafening war cry.
No fear! No regret! No mercy!
They drew their chainswords and axes and charged, singing glories to the Emperor as they ran, surging past Magneric into the horde of orcs. Deep within the crowding adamantium of his towering tomb, the hearts of Magneric lifted at what he witnessed. He pressed on, Sword Brethren to his left and right. Volleys of bolter fire punched orcs from their feet. The greenskins beat around him, unstoppable as the sea. He was a rock, and their fury was spent harmlessly on the metal of his skin. The Templars clove through them swiftly and surely, men of war defying the tempest.
The Emperor protects,
boomed Magneric. His storm bolter chattered its approval of his piety.
Blessed be the Lord of mankind. Lift up your spirits, my brothers. Regard that which is true and eternal. Praise be to the God Emperor. Praise be to the Savior of humanity! Praise be! Praise be! Praise be!
Praise be!
Scores of voices shouted back. Strange lightnings crackled around the forces of the orcs. Writhing bolts of power leapt skyward, punching rippled holes in the clouds. Tendrils of energy rose from the greenskins' heavy faces, the fury of their vile breed feeding the powers of their sorcerer. Screaming curses, the weird boy swept down his staff, and a beam of green warp fire vomited from his mouth, incinerating the orcs that stood between the witch and the dreadnought. No machine nor man could stand up to such raw power, and the weird boy cackled through the fires at the doom his gods had unleashed upon his enemy. But the green fire hit an invisible barrier, splashing outwards in a writhing of broken might. The dreadnought was unharmed.
"I do not fear you," roared Magnaric, "for the Emperor guides my right hand. His regard is ever on me, and his glory cloaks me. Behold the radiant might of the Lord of Terror. Behold the power of his champion. Abhor the witch. Deny the witch. Destroy the witch!"
"Praise be!"
shouted the Black Templars. The weird boy shrank backwards. He lifted his hands to the air, calling up a storm of eldritch power from the warriors around him. Spectral light brought an early dawn to the battlefield, greenish and sinister. A howling maelstrom building that tugged orc wraith forms partially free of their bodies, hungry for their souls. The orcs howled the louder and began to chant,
"Gawk, mawk, gawk, mawk, gawk, mawk."
A guttural rumbling that grew faster and faster until the names blurred into one.
"Gawkamawka, gawkamawka, gawkamawka."
The Psyker was only meters in front of Magnaric, arms held to the sky, his demented face lit by blazing white-green power. A whirlwind of abominable psychic energy raced around and around him, sparks of it spearing from his eyes, ears, and mouth. One of Magnaric's attendant sword brethren was cut down by his foes, his sword arm grabbed, bolter torn from his hand, his helm wrenched from his head. Another disappeared into a firefly swarm of sparks, disintegrated by a bizarre energy weapon. The others found themselves surrounded and fought back to back. Their line was disrupted, leaving Magnaric to go on alone. The three walkers moved in front of Magnaric as he closed upon his target. The first died, its cylindrical pilot's compartment crushed by a single swing of Magnaric's four-fingered power fist. Magnaric barged its remains aside, spraying lubricant and blood. The second swiped at him with cruel shears, grabbing at the stilled barrel of his assault cannon. The blades squealed on metal. Magnaric wrenched himself free, rotating his torso to slam his fist again and again into the smaller walker. On the fourth strike, its primitive power plant detonated. Magnaric stepped through a roiling cloud of fire to see the last machine stumbling away. He let it go. The Psyker was before him.
"Gawkamawka, gawkamawka, gawkamawka,"
chanted the orcs. The Psyker's power drove them into a frenzy, and they hewed and cut and threw themselves again and again at the Black Templars, dragging many to their dooms.
"This ends now," said Magnaric. "O Emperor of Terror, Lord of the Stars, once more cast your protection about me so that I might slay this enemy of yours."
"Praise be,"
answered the Black Templars. They were few, but the strength of their faith made them sound legion. He strode forward. A beam of light blazed from the Psyker's eyes, splashing to nothing before it could touch Magnaric. The Marshal leaned forward, grabbing the weird boy's head. Energy leapt uncontrollably from the thing's cranium, earthing itself in his armor.
"So perish all unclean witches," said Magnaric,
and shut his fist, crushing the orc's skull. The vortex about the orc burst outward at the moment of its death, slamming into Magnaric with such force that he came close to toppling backward. Green lines of power stabbed out, spearing orcs. And the orcs died. They fell by the hundred, heads exploded by psychic feedback, or their souls torn from their bodies. They dropped as the shockwave raced over them. Walkers clanked to a halt. Vehicles ran out of control, or skidded and toppled over. The light dissipated. Lightning chased itself across the skies. Magnaric turned from side to side. Half of his warriors were dead. The rest stood in a sea of corpses, black armor battered, scripts and robes bloody, but alive nonetheless. There was not a single orc left standing on the battlefield.
"The witches,"
rumbled Magnaric, and his voice was as thunder upon the suddenly silent field.
"Their witches are their weakness. My brothers, the Emperor, shows us the way. He delivers us victory, and in his beneficence reveals the road to final triumph. This is why he brought us to Zelenic IV. Praise be!"
As one, the Black Templars got to their knees, clasped their hands about the hilts of the swords, drove the points into the earth, and bowed their heads. "Praise be!" they shouted, and the faith in them burned twice as bright at their deliverance. Calcator took refuge from the energy wave as it hit the building. When it passed, he stood, and to his amazement found himself looking down upon a field of dead orcs. The dreadnought marched across the corpses towards the fort, bellowing pieties, surrounded by his warriors singing hymns for the Emperor. Magnaric stopped below the walls and angled his glacis upward.
"What is this?" said Calcator. "The cult of the Emperor as God has grown so strong it has you in its clutches? What of it? I will not deny my faith. See, warsmith."
Magnaric raised a mighty metal fist and rotated upon his waist gimbal, showing the devastation of the battlefield triumphantly.
"How can you deny it? You have witnessed the glory of the Emperor firsthand, and that the strength of the Emperor is paramount over all things. Even sorely wounded upon his golden throne, he wields a power that cannot be denied. Nothing can stop him, nor those who serve him truly, with faith within their hearts. One day he will rid the galaxy of all evil, for unlike the creatures you threw your lot in with, he is just. Justice comes for you, Calcator, the Emperor's justice, and all your wicked betrayers will be destroyed by your treachery. Look upon this battlefield, look upon the slaughter. This was done by his will alone. That is why we follow him."
Calcator gripped at the parapet, looking down on the enemy who so long ago had been a friend.
"I am genuinely at a loss for words. Do your loyalist brothers know you have caught the madness of the puling herds and have turned your back upon the imperial truth, the lie you fought so hard to protect, that you are casting it aside for the greatest heresy of all?" "The Emperor protected us with his lie," said Magnaric. "He protected us further by denying his godhood. We have had the scales lifted from our eyes. He is a god. The proof is around us everywhere, here on this battleground."
Lights appeared in the sky, growing brighter. The Thunderhawks were coming.
"You are abandoning everything you vowed to honor, and you call me a traitor," said Calcator. "Such irony is a rare thing, Magnaric. Do all your warriors follow this insane creed?" "Each and every one," said Magnaric proudly. "Then you are treading the same deluded path as Lorgar. How will the other space marines look upon this great naivety? Common humanity already worships the Emperor, and I say again, against his express wishes. All that is, Magnaric, is an expression of their weakness and desire to be dominated, and proof of the Emperor's desire to be worshipped despite his protestations. It appears Lorgar was but a little too early with his devotion. What would your Emperor make of you now? Would he hold out a hand for you to kiss while you grovel upon your knees, or would he smash your face in with a mailed fist as he did to Lorgar?"
"We would take either gladly," said Magnaric, "if it meant our Lord would walk among men once more."
Engine noise rumbled. The extraction craft approached, seven of them, and began to set down one after the other in the wreckage of the field. Calcator's Thunderhawks opened their hatches, and his men began to leave the building. The Black Templars made no move to stop them. They remained kneeling, heads bowed in prayer, as the iron warriors passed between them.
Such devotion! Perhaps the Emperor is a god after all, if he can inspire sane men to worship him so, said Kalkator.
Embrace this truth, and your soul will be saved, said Magnaric eagerly.
Kalkator laughed. Before he left the roof to join his warriors aboard their craft, he shouted down to Magnaric,
I am not going to convert to your pathetic creed, Magnaric, for if I cannot trust a man who lies, I trust a god who does so, even less.
Ralston came to Magnaric's side, his war gear dripping gore. Kalkator's gunships were taking off and heading for the sky. The Black Templars were preparing to leave, honoring their dead with silent prayers as they gathered up the war gear of the fallen and extracted gene seed to safeguard against the future.
We could order them shot down as soon as they break atmosphere, said the Castellan.
Magnaric's torso tilted backwards, watching the Iron Warrior's gunships recede, becoming glowing balls of fire rising high into the night.
No. Let the hunt begin anew. We honor the oaths we make in battle, Castellan, or we are no better than they.